This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Willing and able to give you a head start on the day here with the DJV program. Jennifer Horn is here, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen, Doug Steffen, following our hearts and our heads. I don't know, if you follow your heart without using your head, do you think you make mistakes? Sometimes I often think with my heart and not my head. Logic is not a part of my repertoire oftentimes. But I think it's the other way around. Sometimes you use logic and you don't have your heart in gear. The brain and the heart are, I wrote it down. The brain and the heart are like the oars of a rowboat. When you only use one to the exclusion of the other, you end up going in circles, which I think is pretty astute, don't you think? You think about it that way? Yeah. Round and round we go, and where we stop, nobody knows. Well, let's see if we can put some clarity on the day. We'll go to Hong Kong. Lots of action there. But first, a lot of people are talking, and I bet the biggest trending story, ladies, when you're looking around, is the Epstein death. So whether it is because he was too close to too many people and somebody offed him, that could be... I think there's credibility.
I got to say, as much as I think that'd be a fun movie of the week, I think he killed himself. I love a good conspiracy theory. I think you guys have known me long enough to think that, you know, yeah. I love that. I love that
Lean
stuff.
Lean into that one, yes.
But the more information that's coming out from the prison shows that he was on his own for a really long time. Now, maybe was that by accident? I don't know. Maybe that's what you could talk about, is who made the orders to leave him alone. But a medical examiner on Sunday performed an autopsy on the body of accused sex trafficker Jeffrey Epstein, who died of apparent suicide over the weekend. What we're learning now is about what was going on at the Metropolitan Correctional Center in New York. His cell was supposed to be monitored when he was in, and it was misreported over the weekend that he was still on suicide watch this weekend, meaning they would check on him every 15 minutes or so. That is not the case. He was off of suicide watch. He actually even had a roommate as of Friday. On Friday, that cellmate was moved out, so he was by himself. He was supposed to be checked every half hour, even though he was off suicide watch. But now it's being revealed that guards were extremely short-staffed over the weekend. They were working long hours of overtime, and his cell was not regularly monitored as it was supposed to be. So he had plenty of time to do it if he wanted to do it. We know that he tried to do it, although there were some reports saying that he said someone was trying to kill him a couple of weeks ago when he ended up in the hospital the last time for trying to hang himself. The medical examiner's determination is pending further information. Dr. Barbara Sampson is the chief medical examiner for New York. She said that a private pathologist observed the autopsy examination at the request of Epstein's representatives, which is routine. He was in a special housing unit in a cell by himself when he was found dead on Saturday. The prison removed his cellmate on Friday. Nobody seems to know why. Protocol for inmates coming off suicide watch is to not be placed alone in a cell, according to sources at the jail. Within the special housing unit, guards are supposed to check on those inmates every 30 minutes. If the inmate appears to be asleep, protocol states guards should make sure they're okay. So they're actually supposed to come in and make sure that they're all right. If guards falsify documents saying they made the rounds when they didn't, then there's a chance for a criminal prosecution against the guards. The two guards that were on the special housing unit were both on overtime. One was working a mandatory overtime shift. The other was working his fifth overtime shift of the week. So I think a big question here is, what's going on with the jails? Why are they having staffing issues? That's number one.
I'm looking at that. They're working really extreme overtime shifts, make up for shortages in staff. That's got to be an unpleasant job, though, Jennifer. Really?
Oh, it's got to be a terrible job.
Horrible job. Yeah.
They're saying, according to CNN, that there is no foul play suspected at this point. At first, until all of this information started coming out, of course, you go, wow, did this come from someone inside? It's very possible for people to slip somebody a few bucks to turn their head. But if these are really the conditions, it should be easy to prove. And there's cameras. So if they can check camera footage in what was happening, was there any distraction going on outside the cell? What was going on? This can't take that long to get answers. And I hope that the Attorney General, William Barr, who said he is appalled by this, is going to show true transparency through all this, because I think in a case like this one, to have people's faith reestablished in the justice system, you need to make sure that you're showing people along the way that everything is being handled on the up and up.
So his finances described as opaque by a lot of people. There seems to be a question about, now that he's dead, what happens to his money? Does it go to victims? Can they still sue his estate? Will that slow down?
Oh, for sure. They've already frozen his money so that the victims can have access to it for civil cases.
Right.
He wasn't married, was he? He doesn't have any kids or anything?
I don't think so.
No, I don't think so. Prince Andrew is coming up more and more and more. Looking at pictures of him now and then when he was younger, he has not aged well at all. He's the younger brother of Prince
Fergie's
Charles.
Fergie's husband. I don't remember, yeah.
Yeah, Fergie was fabulous. And this guy just seemed to, for whatever the reason...
I don't understand this friendship. I really don't. I read a whole profile on Prince Andrew and Jeffrey Epstein, and this friendship goes back for many years. And Andrew would stay in Epstein's townhouse in Manhattan. They were photographed all the time in Central Park, walking together and stuff.
Yeah.
I just don't understand that friendship at all. It's a very, I don't know, there must be something really shady going on behind the scenes. Like,
people
what
describe
getting?
Him as charming, though. That's what's so weird about this, is that...
But for a royal to just be in sweatpants hanging out in Manhattan, it doesn't
really
add
up. Well, he was getting
up.
Access. He's probably a deviant, just like Epstein, and so he was getting access to chicks.
It's weird. Ugh.
And this, wasn't Epstein in the same place that El Chapo was in? Yes, no? Where
the
was
Manhattan
Epstein?
Correctional Facility yeah. was where El Chapo was.
That's
I'm not sure if it
place.
Was the same. Is it? Okay, then yeah.
He's at
where
the
is
Metropolitan
Epstein?
Correctional Center. Metropolitan Correctional Center.
Yep, same thing, yeah.
I just love those names.
So El Chapo...
What are they correcting? In these
right.
Mm. Yeah, right.
So El Chapo had better security than, I guess, Epstein did.
Well, El Chapo wasn't trying to kill himself. I would actually say that maybe helps the case, because El Chapo, if he thought there was room to escape, probably would.
Yeah. Let's hit the road, Jack. It's 14 past the hour on the DJV program. Up next, Area 51 and flying saucers again. Meanwhile, those of you who have listened to me and the ladies talk about their fabulous experiences with various MyPillow products, this is an amazing company. And Mike Lindell, who is the CEO of MyPillow, wants now to give back to the listeners of the DJV program once again. This is not, once you get new pillows and sheets and all that sort of thing for all the bedrooms, you don't just leave it. Okay, for the rest of my life, I don't need any more pillows. No, you need new pillows. But maybe you haven't changed the pillows in your house to the new MyPillow, or maybe you haven't gotten a new MyPillow mattress, whatever. The focus is now on deep, deep discounts. For the rest of the summer, on all MyPillow products, you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener specials, use the code DJV, and as an example, their long body pillow, a lot of people like to sleep wrapped around a body pillow if you sleep alone, regularly $89.99 with the promo code DJV, $29. So you save $60 on the body pillow. That's a pretty good deal. All MyPillow products come in with a 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. You wash them and you dry them, use them over and over again. So if you want to get the best deal for a long time on most of the things at MyPillow.com, go to the website, MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener specials, save up to 50, 60, 65% on all kinds of things. For $29.99, you get the $89 MyPillow, the MyPillow body pillow. Save the money. great specials, get a great night's sleep. Go to MyPillow.com and be sure to use the promo code DJV. Dried Formula 14 from Sierra Sil is a game changer if you live with aches and pains. Listeners from all around the country are feeling the relief. Jane wrote in raving about what Joint Formula 14 did for her old sports aches, and for me, old farm pains and chasing my darling Daisy Mae around the house. How about you? You can be ache-free. Go to achefree.live. Even if you've tried glucosamine and chondroitin, Joint Formula 14 is different. You get relief or you get your money back. Call 877-743-7720. Ask about the half-off offer using the promo code DJV. If you're living with aches, you don't have to. You can feel better. Go online to achefree.live. That's achefree.live. Special 50% offer right now using the DJV code. Get it online or at 877-743-7720 to feel better in 14 days or your money back.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-355-1493. 1-800-355-1493. That's 1-800-355-1493.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Yes, Doug, Jen, and Victoria. Okay, so Bob Lazar has created a Netflix documentary, or one, I guess more correctly put, Victoria. The documentary is about him and Area 51 and flying saucers and what really is going on and how it's harder and harder and harder for the feds to keep a lid on this because it's true. What we've all been thinking, and what the federal government doesn't want you to know. They don't want you to know because it's all true. And so this
guy... It would appear that way. Yep.
Yeah. So what's the story?
It's a really good documentary. It's new. It's on Netflix. And I watched it last night. Yeah. And it's eye-opening. It really is.
In what way?
Well, I've always believed, for me personally, I've always believed that there's, of course, the possibility that there's life on other planets and other places, other solar systems, but this really comes down to, like, it's really interesting. The government has dismantled his life. They scrubbed him basically from existence. They wiped out his MIT and Caltech college records. And they really went on a huge campaign to smear him. He was a whistleblower in 1989. And, so now 30 years later, his life has been quieter. And now the documentary came out and the next day the FBI raided his home and his office and they're starting up again trying to harass him basically because they think he stole some, element 115, which is from a spaceship, and that's what they think he's hiding. It's really interesting to watch. It makes for a great discussion. It opens your mind. It might scare you a little bit. It's very good. I really liked it. Mickey Rourke is the narrator of it.
Yeah, there's an interesting character there.
He's the worst part of it, truthfully. He kind of mumbles his way through it. But the actual footage and interviews are great.
Yeah. Well, something to look for on Netflix. Meanwhile, lots of disturbances in Hong Kong over the weekend. The airport shut down. What else is happening? They protest the Chinese trying to muscle in on them. Is there any more to it than that? That's pretty much the story, right?
Well, it's just a huge amount of protesters, and I think the big news for us in this country is that all the flights are grounded. Not that anybody was probably planning summer vacation, but for just in case, all departing flights have been canceled in Hong Kong as thousands of demonstrators descended on the city's international airport. You can see them. They just hunkered down at the airport McDonald's with all of their devices out. So this is just more of a mess. It's continuing to escalate.
Jennifer, Victoria, Kara, and Doug at 21 after the hour.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Today, you like music, the certain songs pick you up, take you over the top. Let's see what we can do. Music is so important to all of us. We spend 4 or 5 minutes every hour with some music news, trending things. The Imagine Dragons have made it big in the last few years. Their frontman, Dan Reynolds, taking to Twitter to informally propose an anti-gun violence festival. He wrote, "With the failure of Woodstock, I pose this question. What artists, speakers, are willing to play for no pay, and we get some corporate dollars to cover crew costs and travel, that sort of thing, to put on a festival raising money for organizations that are fighting for new legislation regarding guns, gun laws?" And then he followed up with another tweet explaining his intentions, confirming his commitment. He said, quote, "We're going to do this, I promise you that. This is nonpartisan. This is a festival about our people being killed. It needs to stop. And honestly, it's going to take our artists and people of influence stepping up because lawmakers are not." A number of artists have already responded to his Twitter, calling to volunteer for the occasion, including Super DJ Zed, as well as a bunch of other indie artists and bands. Dan Reynolds has become an activist in recent months, advocating for LGBTQ rights, especially within his religion, considering he's a Mormon. He co-founded the Love Loud Festival alongside of Tegan Quinn. Who's Tegan Quinn?
Tegan and Sarah. They're twin sisters. They're an indie band group. They've been around for a long time.
Any good?
Yeah, very good, actually. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
And really nice girls. I've worked with them and with Dan, too, on a concert for MC International. Just really good people.
Good. Okay. Good. Up next, musically, Hootie and the Blowfish. Big announcement from them. They're releasing their first album in 15 years. That's a big group from the 90s, as you'll remember. They announced their upcoming album, Imperfect Circle. This is, I find this interesting. They're in the midst of a 44-date group therapy reunion tour, which last month not only brought the band's best grosses ever, but also marks their highest attendance figures.
Nostalgia's
imperfect.
Big right now. Yeah.
Yeah, it is.
90s
Definitely
acts are doing season. Really well
Very
going
well.
Out on the road.
Yep. Imperfect Circle and nostalgia for me is when the Temptations go out on the road. Yeah, right. Imperfect Circle, their next album out 1st of November. You can pre-order it now. Fans can get early access to the first track of the record titled Rollin'. That'll be at Hootie.com, before its official release on the 6th of next month. And that is, you got to pre-order the album in order to get it. All right, so there's that story. Up next, musically, McCartney enters an all-time top 10 list with Freshen Up Tour grosses. Kind of money coming in. 37 concerts over 299 days. McCartney wrapped the Freshen Up Tour. The tour grossed $129 million. Sold almost a million tickets. Best-selling show of the Freshen Up Tour was the June 8th performance in Green Bay, Wisconsin. Wow, that's interesting. 49,000 seats were filled. The show's tickets topped out at $301.95. In line pretty much with the rest of the North American leg. McCartney now ranks among the top 10 artists in the box score history, narrowly passing Dave Matthews, who's taken in $935 million, Taylor Swift, $935 million as well, Coldplay, $902 million. These rankings are fluid as artists go on and off the road all the time. McCartney is in the 6th position. That's a lot of money. Not that he needs it, but what the heck. Every little bit helps, right?
Yep.
28 past the hour here on the DJV program.
So have you ever heard it said that you don't really realize what you have until it's gone? I saw a picture of myself from over a year ago on social media, and seeing the progress that I've made felt great. I'm Phil, and I'm achieving my goals of losing weight and improving my health with Calitrin. I have lost 60 pounds, and it's helping me sleep better at night. Calitrin, it's science-based with 20 years of results, a safe, natural, and healthy way to lose weight without caffeine or stimulants. It's actually good for you. It gives your body back what it needs, and you're losing weight at a slow, steady pace, so you actually keep the weight off that you do lose. And the best part is, you enjoy all of the same foods you've always loved with your family and friends. And Calitrin, it doesn't interfere with any medications. Now, if you've got any questions about the product at all, you can call my friends there. They have live representatives who answer the phone, and they're always happy to talk with you. It's 833-TOP-LOSS or online. It's TopLoss.com. Again, that's 833-TOP-LOSS or TopLoss.com.
Are coffee and red wine leaving your teeth stained? We can see you out there in your selfies. Well, we have the perfect risk-free solution for you here on the DJV show to make you more confident in your smiles. Power Swabs is the world's most advanced teeth whitening system that transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. That's right, just 5 minutes. Now, having a bright white smile is still really important, and after only using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results. I don't even think twice now about cracking a smile and taking a selfie. Why give up on your coffee or wine when you can transform your smile in as little as 5 minutes? Power Swabs are super fast. They're easy and hygienist approved. You just snap, swab, and smile. It's really that simple. Get Power Swabs today. This exclusive offer is not available online or in store, so call now for your Power Swabs offer today. 800-208-1797. Again, 800-208-1797. Call now for your Power Swabs today at 800-208-1797.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
At least two investigations are underway into the death of convicted sex trafficker Jeffrey Epstein in a jail cell in New York City over the weekend. One of those investigations ordered by the U.S. Attorney General William Barr. White House Counselor Kellyanne Conway.
The Attorney General took action immediately when he learned of the death of Jeffrey Epstein. And
during her appearance on Fox News Sunday, Conway also responded to questions about President Trump's retweet of a conspiracy theory about the death of Epstein.
The president just wants everything to be investigated.
Epstein found dead in his jail cell at a federal lockup in Lower Manhattan of an apparent suicide. Five kids die when fire ravages a daycare. air at 1 in the morning in Erie, Pennsylvania, Sunday. This is USA Radio News.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144.
This is what flow from Progressive sounds like in one of our commercials. You may have seen one there on TV occasionally.
And speaking of motorcycle insurance rates, did you know that our basic motorcycle policies start at just $75 a year? And speaking of insurance, I just love...
And this is how that same commercial sounds on your motorcycle.
Don't you?
Everything's better on a bike. Progressive keeps you on yours. Get a quote in as little as 3 minutes at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Annual premium for basic liability policy not available in all states.
Before he became your business partner, before you gave him his first bonus, before you put him on the payroll, before he was an unpaid intern, you saved his resume in your keeper's folder. Staples has what your business needs to get you from here to there. And right now, Staples' two-pocket poly folders are just 50 cents each, and 12 packs of True Red Black ballpoint stick pens are only 97 cents each. Staples, here we get you there.
In-store only, while supplies last. Offers end 8/31/19. Limit 30 on folders.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Four after the hour here on the DJV program. Monday morning, it is the 12th of August. We'll find ourselves during this week midway through the month.
Oh my gosh, you all right?
Coughing, huh? Well, I'm coughing about being halfway through the month of August, thinking yesterday was April, and the day before that was Christmas, and here we are working our way one-third of the way through the month of August. A lot of things going on. It's really amazing. We've all been talking about Jeffrey Epstein and who it is that is going, who gains the most from him being dead. I thought, look at the conspiracy.
I think he does. I think the answer is he gains the most by being dead. Yeah. No one else.
Yeah. Also the Hong Kong airport thing, canceling all of their flights in and out of there. There's sort of a related story. A Virgin jet going from New York to London's Heathrow had a fire on it, and they landed in Boston. This is the 787, which when it first came out, remember there were electrical problems. The first trip from Tokyo to Boston on a 787, that was the first flight that a 787 ever made. This was almost, how many years ago? 6 years ago when they first started flying those planes. And it had a battery problem, had a fire in the cabin. This apparently started between the seats, and nobody quite has figured out yet what the problem is, but I know there was a big hubbub about it here in Boston. And so there's that story. Meanwhile, there's a lot of food news. Victoria's very good when it comes to food news department. I'm not suggesting she's a big eater, but she's good when it comes to understanding some of the trends in food. So what do you have? It's good. It's exciting. It's interesting.
Well, I don't. It's kind of a mixed bag. So, as we talk about, you know, making healthy choices, when you know, a lot of restaurant menus want to add a lot, you know, want to have options for healthy eating, and that has been a trend for the last at least couple of years. People are, they want to eat more avocados and they want to eat quinoa instead of rice and things like that. Well, now it seems the tide is completely turning around and junk food is back on top. So, starting today, in Chick-fil-A restaurants across the country, they've added a new menu item, which they've not added in a long time. And they've now, this is the big new addition, is mac and cheese. No, it's mac and cheese.
Really?
And they, apparently they've been testing it for over 2 years now. And this is
and
the first
chicken restaurant? Why would they want to put that at Chick-fil-A?
I guess, well, look, everybody loves mac and cheese. I do, too. Who doesn't? But
I had too
you don't
much
like mac and cheese, really?
Nope. We have a little place we go to on Pico in Westwood that has mac and cheese that is kind of fried. Brendan and I like it. Megan and I
like mac and cheese
too.
Balls?
No, they're squares, but they're...
Oh.
Miles likes it. Actually, everybody kind of likes it. A little goes a long way, though. But I remember being fed so much mac and cheese when I was a kid.
So it's but they said that they've been testing this out for a long time now, and it's a classic macaroni and cheese recipe, but it has a special blend of cheddar, Parmesan, and Romano cheeses. So now that's starting in Chick-fil-A. Popeyes, not to be outdone, today they are also launching their first fried chicken sandwich. That's going to be nationwide. And, of course, you know, we've been talking about Burger King's plant-based The Impossible Whopper, which is kind of, you know, health food in a sense, where people, you know, if they want to not eat meat all the time, they can kind of get the same feel and taste and texture of it. And so it just seems very odd that there are so many new debuts of really unhealthy food that's just, it keeps popping up. For another
especially
example,
especially in light of all of the information that's
right.
around,
that's
how
what I'm
bad
saying.
It is for your health. My
I
friends.
Know. Now look, as when I was a kid, my parents never bought us sugar cereal. It was like once a year we would get something really good. Like Lucky Charms was my favorite, and I loved the marshmallows. Well, if you're like me, you don't even need to do the cereal anymore. They're actually launching Lucky Charms marshmallows, so you can buy a bag of just the marshmallows. Which is so unhealthy for you.
Yeah.
It's so bad.
Yeah.
And even the food dye, you know, that's in all of the, to make the blue and the green and the red, and it just, oh, it's all so bad for you. But that's another thing that's launching this week. And there's already, you know, lots of rainbow unicorn stuff. That's a big thing, Frappuccinos and all that. And so now Lucky Charms feels that if they just sell the marshmallows without the cereal, then this is going to be their next big thing. It's just, it's, oh my gosh, it's like one unhealthy thing after another. And then, here's the last one.
Okay.
Do you remember how last week we talked about the mustard-flavored ice cream from French's?
Yes, and it made me just grossly...
it looks disgusting. Like, it's
remember,
gross.
Folks, I'm in the ice cream business on the farm. So imagine, somebody just tried to get me to sell marijuana ice cream, which I'm not going to do, but I can't, the worst... I don't know. The popular things like cookie dough and things. I don't even know why people like that stuff. Mustard ice cream.
Yeah, the mustard was just weird. So not to be outdone, Oscar Mayer has released a brand new hot dog and mustard flavored ice cream. It's called the Ice Dog Sandwich. So it looks like an ice cream sandwich. It is, it's a hot dog flavored ice cream that also has some, it looks like chocolate chips in it. It just looks horrible, actually.
God,
oh no, it's candied hot dog bits. That's worse. That's worse. And then the two cookies are going to be the buns. And so, apparently, they say 72% of people, when they voted on this, said that they would not want to try this. So I'm not sure why they're making it.
There you go. Here's something also that's on the bill of fare. Animal cracker cookies and ice cream. Animal crackers went into being that 1902. But animal cracker cookies?
Animal cracker flavored ice cream.
Animal
cracker.
Really?
Yeah, I can see that being not too bad. It tastes kind of like a graham cracker. That's not terrible.
No, I suppose not. Like, I was just talking about cookie dough. I don't understand. That's one of the four best-selling flavors we have on the ice cream bus.
I bet, yeah.
Cookie dough. And you know what else is coming? Because parents bring their children to the bus to buy ice cream. If you haven't seen the bus, go to eastleafarm.com. You can see pictures of the ice cream bus on the farm and on the road. The bus on the road has been everywhere, and it really is kind of cool as to how it's settled into the community. Anyway, the cookie dough, wait a minute, Cookie Monster is something like this, only it's got blue dye in it and things. Oh, man, you look
just
at that stuff.
It's really not good for you.
No, it's not good.
Blue dye is really bad, yeah.
No.
So
anyway.
So cookie dough ice cream is one of the most popular.
Yeah.
What else is a big seller?
Rum raisin is a big seller. We have now a new vegan ice cream it's like a sorbet. It's yummy.
Mm-hmm.
I just tasted it the first time bringing the bus back last night. Man, I said to Mary, what does that stuff taste like? So she gave me a cup of it, and I ate it on the way back from where we were. We were in a mall yesterday, and I just thought it was smooth. Because, usually when you eat stuff, vegan stuff, there's no dairy in it, there's no sugar in it, there's nothing.
Probably made with coconut milk.
Yeah, it
probably.
Really was good.
Yeah.
It was very, very, very good. So anyway.
You're like Warren Buffett. He bought See's candy so he could eat the candy. So you have an ice cream store so you can test all the ice cream.
My own ice cream. I am an expert when it comes to good ice cream, that's for sure. So meanwhile, back to animal crackers and where they came from. You know, there's 37 different varieties of animal crackers. They started, the first one was 1902. There were 17 varieties. They were tigers and cougars and camels and rhinos and kangaroos and hippopotami and bison, lions, hyenas, zebras. Who would have thought? Elephants, sheep, bears, gorillas, monkeys, seals, giraffes. There are 22 crackers per box. Did you know that?
Mm-mm.
In animal crackers boxes, you never counted them, right?
No.
The biscuits. I remember when I was a kid, we had Barnum animals from the circus. The little box. It was like a box to the circus wagon. You ever see those?
I've seen those boxes, but I think by the time I came around that the circus was bad, so I think it just was no longer the Barnum circus. I think it was just regular animal crackers.
Right. So now the folks at Nabisco, or National Biscuit Company, are making these at the rate of 12,000 per minute. That's how.
Wow.
12, think about that. 12,000 per minute. Let's see what's going on in England with Brexit and food. Domino's spending $7 million to stockpile imported ingredients that may not be available if Britain leaves the European Union. Domino's said in their statement that a disorderly Brexit carries an increased risk of disruption to raw material supplies. I wouldn't have thought it had been too hard to get a hold. What do they have? Just regular food, right? Tomato sauce, chicken, pineapple, that sort of thing.
Well, but that's this all imported. They don't have any of that in England, so.
Well, this is how deeply this thing goes.
I know.
Frankly, who's thinking about this? But the whole food supply chain may get disrupted. If Brexit takes place, McDonald's, Kentucky Fried Chicken, and a lot of supermarkets around England are warning of significant disruptions to their business model. KFC even belongs now, I think, to a British company, if I'm not mistaken. Concerns have centered on the impact of supplies of food, also medicine, that sort of thing. 75% of doctors say they are concerned about what happens when Britain loses its connection to the European Union. This is the most disastrous, stupid thing. You talk about ignorance, even though the idea behind it, I understand and probably sympathize with the disruption of life there because of all of the immigration that has made it, but that set the country on its tail doing this. This isn't the way to fix it, but they don't seem to be able to stop fixing it.
Well, now that Boris Johnson is in charge, he is going full steam ahead. He doesn't even care if they have a deal. He says no matter what, it doesn't matter if it's a no-deal Brexit, he doesn't care. They haven't fixed the Northern Ireland border issue yet. That's going to be another disaster. He just wants to get this done, and he's plowing ahead, and he doesn't care what anybody else thinks. Mm-hmm. In a sense, I think he's way worse than Theresa May.
Yeah,
at least she was trying to negotiate, and she was trying to compromise, and he doesn't know how to do that.
No. Here's an artificial tongue that tastes subtle differences in whiskey that will help cut down on counterfeit alcohol. I didn't know this was a big problem. Did you know that counterfeit alcohol?
Yeah, that's what's killing everyone in the Dominican Republic.
Oh.
All those deaths.
Oh, right. Yeah. I didn't put two and two together.
And
right.
then Costa Rica had a bunch. Yeah.
Right. Engineers in Scotland are using sub-microscopic slices of metal arranged in kind of a checkerboard pattern to act as taste buds. And so now researchers are pouring samples of single malt Scotch whiskey from three different brands over the device, measuring how the elements absorb light when they're submerged. Process allows the team to identify different types of spirits, and apparently it's 100% accurate. Tongue capable of discerning fine distinctions between distilled drinks, identifying the same whiskey age for 12 years, and then 15 years, and then 18 years.
That's really impressive to know how many years it's been aged. Yeah, that's very impressive.
Counterfeit alcohol, but they could use it. You're right. You're so right. Down in this area where they're having so much trouble.
Although,
anything lately, have we, in the last month or so?
No, but the only the other option that it was suggested, which is ridiculous, is that you should light your cocktail on fire. Literally, this was, I'm not even joking, this, you can Google it, this was a real suggestion that came from the Travel Tourism Board in the Dominican Republic that said if you light your cocktail on fire and if the flame is, I forget which one it is, if it's green, it's bad, and if it's blue, it's good. It tells you if it's going to be, you know, if it's too much ethanol or whatever. So can you imagine drunk tourists lighting their cocktails on fire, and that's what they're telling people to do in order to be safe?
Lovely. Here's something that you'll find quite safe when you're cleaning your teeth, looking around. It came to my attention that, because I always say, the reason you have yellow teeth is because you drink too much coffee or tea or smoke too much or drink wine, eat blueberries. But somebody said to me, well, you're the pot guy now. What about people that, you don't know what I'm talking about, I'm going to grow cannabis on my farm. Anyway, power, this apparently is a big, if you look at people who smoke a lot of pot, their teeth are really yellow. I didn't know that, but I guess that's true. So power swabs to the rescue, whitening your teeth an average of 2 shades in 5 minutes. You want to lift the stains off of your teeth, no matter what the source, then you need to call this number right now. Order power swabs, 800-208-1797. The real message here is that it's an all-natural product. That's why I'm talking about it, because I want to only promote natural ways for you to stay well. And this is a great way for your teeth to stay healthy and to get rid of the stains. Call 800-208-1797. Order power swabs. Get them to work on your teeth. Whiten them up. Brighten them up. 800-208-1797. Use the DJV code and get it for half the retail price.
Did you know that endometriosis affects 1 in 10 women and girls in America? I'm Senator Nancy Todd from Colorado and board chair of Women in Government. Endometriosis is a chronic disease that causes severe pain during and between periods. Sadly, women can suffer up to 6 to 10 years before being diagnosed, and up to one half of women with endometriosis have difficulty getting pregnant. Talk to your doctor if you're suffering from pelvic pain that interferes with your life. For more, visit womeningovernment.org.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA?
or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance. You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Two, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, rock. 5, 6, 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock, rock. 9, 10, 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock, rock. We're gonna rock around. The clock tonight, put your fast, 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 fast
do that. Rock, rock, rock. All right, so what movie did this come from, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, moms and dads? Chuck Curry, our movie man, wants us to remember American Graffiti. That's one of the great rock songs from that movie. All right, so Chucker, what's on your mind with regard to American Graffiti? New movie.
This day in movie history, 1977, American Graffiti hit theaters. And if you listen to that song, that was the same song they used in the opening of Happy Days. And Happy Days, to some extent, was very similar American to a lot Graffiti. Of what they did in America, especially the lead character played by Paul LaMatt in American Graffiti, a little bit of a Fonzie-esque persona in that.
Could you revive?
Also, Ron Howard.
You think you could do another American Graffiti with modern music?
No.
What do you think? No?
I don't know. I think a lot of, you know, it's interesting because last night, as I say to you on Friday, I did a revival of Jaws in East Stroudsburg, and we had a really good crowd, over 100 people. It was super cool. And I introduced it. A guy got a rousing round of applause, which was really good. And,
hey, Chucker. Well, you deserve it because you know how good.
It was a lot of fun. So, but anyway, I was thinking when I was watching it, and it's a masterpiece of a movie, I mean, in terms of direction and character and story. But if they remade Jaws now, they would quicken the pace up. There's not a doubt in my mind because modern audiences are programmed for a quicker pace. It'd be a lot more like Jaws 2 than the original Jaws.
That came out this summer with Jason Statham and what is it called? The big monster shark?
The Meg.
That was last year, right? Last summer.
That was last year.
Yeah.
It was. Boy, time's flying, huh, Doug?
Yeah. It sure is.
But, I thought, Chuck, do you know anything?
The Meg is so silly. You know, I mean, I enjoyed it, but it's just so silly and over the top in comparison. Yeah, I liked it, too. It's a different style of movie making, though, what you see now. Even if like a movie like Hobbs and Shaw, it's a live action cartoon. And if you compare it to, say, Lethal Weapon, which came out in 1987, the first one, second one in 89, that makes that series look like a straight drama. I mean, what they're doing now, it's just everything's just cartoonish.
So Hobbs and Shaw is number one again at the box office this past weekend.
It was $25.4 million, $108 million in 2 weeks of release, $330 million worldwide. Respectable grosses.
Yeah.
It's not going to do what the main franchise has done.
Oh, is there an expectation that it would?
No, I don't think that high. No. I think they expected to do about $600 million plus worldwide. Let's see. It'll probably get there.
Yeah. Right. And there's good payday for both those guys, so they'll do another one at some point in time. I'm thinking, all right, who else? What else did well this weekend?
Number two, Scary Stories to Tell in the Dark. I Know You Ain't Gonna Be There. $20 million. That's a good opening. Lion King, number three, $20 million. $473 million here in the States and 40. Did you see it? I enjoyed it. I liked it.
Nah, but I heard good things about it. I did. Yeah, those movies don't do much for me.
Number four.
I've been in the movies since April, so I haven't seen anything.
Really? You're that busy?
Yep, I am that busy.
All right. I'll take your word for it. Dora and the Lost City of Gold plays fourth, $17 million opening weekend. That on a $50 million budget, so. And Quentin Tarantino's Once Upon a Time in Hollywood ran up the top five, 11.6, $100 million in 3 weeks.
Isn't the big story the movie The Hunt being, is it going to be just not released now? They had canceled
Studios obviously has, I guess, has violent content, and some of the right-wing entities have protested about it, saying they don't like the storyline as it takes aim at conservatives in a really bad way. Listen, I haven't seen the film. This is not a unique blueprint for studios. The other mass shootings, they pulled releases, but ultimately this film will be released at some point. Certainly be released on Blu-ray and streaming. Does it change anything in our culture? I'm going to say it does not. You'd have to have a mass reset in terms of the psychology of toning back on violent video games and movies. And I'm going to ask you, do you think that will ever happen? I don't think it will. I think once the genie's out of the bottle, you cannot put it back in.
We're a pretty politically correct society, Chucker. Chuck Curry, our movie man, our movie moments here on the DJV program at 59 after the hour.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.